Rising temperatures, changes in weather patterns, all symptoms of climate change we're used to hearing about from climate scientists, not doctors.
There's a lot more to climate change than polar bears having a tough time of it because the ice is melting.
Dr. Alan Lockwood is a retired neurologist and co-chairs the Environment and Health Committee for the advocacy organization Physicians for Social Responsibility. He's among a growing number of physicians who are speaking out about the impact of climate change on human health.
Everyone in the United States, and I would say the world, is affected by, to some degree, by climate change, and a lot of those impacts are going to be directly or indirectly on their health.
Health effects linked to the increase in extreme weather events, like hurricanes and heat waves.
We're already seeing changes in extreme heat events, which cause heat-related death and heat-related illness, which is the number one killer in the United States as far as extreme events goes.
That's research scientist Jesse Bell, who splits his time between NOAA's Center for Environmental Information in Asheville and the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
So we're already seeing changes in vector-borne disease infection, like Lyme disease. There's a known association with food-related infections like salmonella with rising temperatures. Air quality, when we're seeing more wildfires, there's more particulate matter in the air, which causes upper respiratory illness.
Those are just some of the findings from the first comprehensive report on the health effects of climate change in the U.S., released earlier this year. Bell was a lead author.
As we went through the report, we realized there was no area of public health that really wasn't impacted in some way by climate change.
Impacts public health officials here in North Carolina have been monitoring for a number of years. The state is one of 16 participating in the CDC's Climate Ready Grant Program, created to help communities prepare for the changing climate's impact on our health.
And we're going to continue to see changes in frequency and intensity into the future. Preparation is key.
For WCQS News, I'm Helen Chickering.